Pamela, Tech Edmonton is now looking for a new CEO. What type of person are you looking for? What kind of qualifications do they need to run this organization?
Well, we have retained a recruitment firm to help us in the search to find someone that can really take Tech Edmonton to the next level, where we continue to expand our programs and services that reach out to the entrepreneurial community, for those that have a technology-based technology that wish to develop a company, and that can also interact effectively with our university community.
So what kind of a background would that person have to have?
That person would have experience working in the private sector, public markets, private markets, to raise capital for companies. We'll also have a very strong and effective way of working with our research community. So a balanced experience, I would say.
Now, you say this person needs to be able to take Tech Edmonton to the next level. What is that next level?
Well, we have had a tremendous past 3 years where we have really expanded the services to entrepreneurs in the community. And the experiences we've had over the past 3 years, we realized that there are some things we would like to actually expand and help entrepreneurs grow their companies. So I think there is more that we can do to reach out to industry. And Tech Edmonton has a mandate to first look at ways that we can license technologies with industry. So we need to reach out and connect with industry. The second is, if we can't license it locally, we will create a company. So we need to continue to grow our programs that help startup companies become successful. And then thirdly, if we can't license it locally or create a company, we will then license to an external company for the greatest return. So clearly our priorities will be on working on the first and second priority to reach out and interact with local companies that can take technologies and help them be more successful in their own business or be more effective at creating our own companies.
What would you consider some of your most recent successes?
Within the past 3 years, we started a program called TechSource. And that is a program that is no cost for entrepreneurs in the community that have a technology-based company. And they have a question, whether it's a legal question, an accounting question. They're trying to raise money. So they're looking for some advice and guidance. So TechSource has been very effective in helping entrepreneurs meet professional service providers and have a two-hour face-to-face session that addresses their specific issue. So that has been a very effective way in helping entrepreneurs in a big way really focus their company and take them to the next level.
Do you work with other agencies that are also giving help to entrepreneurs?
Yes, that's a great question. I'd like to tell you a little bit about our regional alliance. And this is an important initiative for entrepreneurs that are looking at trying to tap into the services that are available in the community. So the regional alliance is really a framework where all of the service providers have come together around certain functional activities. So whether they all run incubators, this allows an entrepreneur to make one contact, perhaps to Tech Edmonton, and Tech Edmonton has a memorandum of understanding with four other incubators. So that entrepreneur does not have to meet four other groups. They can make one point of contact, and we'll be able to facilitate them getting set up in the facility that best suits their company's needs.
Who are those four other incubators?
There is NINT, the National Institute for Nanotechnology. There is NABI, Northern Alberta Business Incubator. There is the Duncan McNeil Incubator over at NATE. And we have the Edmonton Research Park, the Advanced Technology Centre.
Well, with all of these different incubators, are you stepping on each other's toes, or does each one have something a little bit different to offer the entrepreneurs?
That's also great. No, we don't. It's a very collaborative approach. We have comparable rental rates. So what we don't want is the entrepreneur to have to shop around for the best rate. What we're saying is we'd like the entrepreneur to reside in the facility that can best help their company. And so whether you reside at the Advanced Technology Center or NABI or over at the Duncan McNeil Center, it doesn't matter. If you were here and had certain services, you would be entitled to those same services at the other facilities. So what we're saying is, regardless of where you are, you will have access to the same services, rents are comparable, and you're really situated in one facility over another because it best suits your company's needs.
You have sort of incubator facilities here at Enterprise Square where Tech Edmonton has its offices. You've been here almost 2 years now. How is that working out for you?
Well, it's great. It's just wonderful being in the heart of the business community. We're sitting at 95% full. And so again, another reason why we need a strong relationship with our partners, because if someone's looking for space, we need to know where they may move to or relocate to. So it's good for us because we are on the same floor as they are. So the interaction is great. And we are also connected by Pedway to the heart of the business community. So it really allows for people to connect with the people they need.
How long have you been involved with Tech Edmonton and all its predecessors?
Well, I've been here just over 9 years, 9.5 years. And I've seen Tech Edmonton evolve from the industry liaison office through the research services office to Tech Edmonton. And I think we're just at a very exciting time where we have the support and alignment with where the government wants to take us, where we have a good cooperative spirit within the community, working with other service agencies, and that Tech Edmonton now has the opportunity to work with entrepreneurs in the community besides our research community. So it's a very exciting time.
Why is it so important to have this organization or to offer this kind of help to entrepreneurs and inventors?
Well, when you're starting a company, one thing that I realize is entrepreneurs are very much just-in-time learners. And so in order to have a successful company, you really need to get the information and the services you need when you need it. You don't need it before you're going to use it. And so one of the things that we've worked at doing is trying to fill gaps of services, work with others that can provide necessary services so that we can actually help an entrepreneur move their company forward without getting bogged down in trying to source out who can help them. So they've got the passion and the product and so on, but just by supporting them in other areas, we think we can create a really dynamic community of technology businesses.
What about young people coming into the new world of business? What help do you have for them?
Well, we have a student entrepreneurship program that is intended to help students that may be looking at graduating within the next 1 or 2 years that are now thinking, maybe I could be the employer as opposed to the employee. And they have an interesting business concept or technology. Well, we want to work with them to try and help them get their company off the ground. Because upon graduation, whether they realize this or not, that's the time for risk. They're just starting out, they've got the least to lose, and we're here to support them in whatever services that they need. So whether it's mentorship and coaching through our executives in residence, or it's help through our market analysts getting them focused market research to take their business to the next step. We have a number of programs that are really built around supporting that entrepreneurial student that wants to give it a shot.
Well, students also have an opportunity to participate in VenturePrize, and I understand that's just coming up.
That's right. We're about to kick off our 8th VenturePrize competition on October 14th. Will be the first business plans seminar that's led by Professor Lloyd Steyer at the School of Business. And we have a fast growth category as well as a student category that is supported by the Center for Entrepreneurship and Family Enterprise at the School of Business here at the University of Alberta, and the Student Technology Innovation Competition from Calgary. So this is a pan-provincial program. The students participate in the STIC and CIFI programs, and then the winners and finalists of that go into the student program with Venture Prize. So it's an ideal opportunity for them to get lots of advice and experience to build their own business plan. They get feedback from judges and screeners, and then, of course, the ultimate opportunity to participate as a winner in the Venture Prize Awards. So it's something that anyone that's considering starting a company should seriously consider. It's great.
Thank you very much, Pamela.
Thank you.